Hi guys, welcome back to Elephants in the Room. My name is Nicole and my mic stand is being weird, so give me a second. Also guys, I didn't even announce this in the last episode, but I'm in my new podcast studio. Yes, finally. You guys know I have been like everywhere all the time. It's been crazy, to say the least, my life the last couple months. It's been so fun. As you guys know, I was in Europe with my boyfriend. He's an artist and he was touring and I was with him. And before I went to Europe, I quit my job of almost 4 years and I moved my life to LA. And now I'm sitting in my studio apartment with my podcast studio set up like in my front room or house or whatever you want to say, because it's a studio apartment. And yeah, I'm here. I'm like doing this. Like, this is so weird. The last couple months have been weird because I haven't really been filming episodes in a studio. I'm like back in like a kind of studio and I'm still getting it fully set up. So it doesn't look exactly how it's going to look. I'm going to add some cute like decorations and stuff, but I'm in my studio, guys. It's here. So that's really freaking exciting. Okay. It's like really exciting. Also, this is like giving me issues. Okay. Is that going to work better? Hello, Mike. I need you to work. Anyways, I'm in my new studio. So exciting. And this episode is really just going to be a little bit of a life update. I just want to start out by number one, expressing my gratitude to you guys. Like, I would not be here sitting in this studio apartment with a, you know, little backdrop behind me and, you know, pursuing this podcast full time. This is not my full time job. I would not be doing this without you guys. I wouldn't. So if you're listening to this, I just want you to know, first of all, I love you. I'm thankful. Second of all, you being here and the ways that you guys have shared your hearts with me and been vulnerable with me about your struggles and how you relate to me and the DMs and the comments that I've received and the emails, like, they all mean the world to me, and it's why I do what I do. And it's easy to get caught up in the wrong things and do things for the wrong reasons. And you guys always just bring me back to what matters to me. And what matters most to me is helping you guys feel less alone in the struggle of this life and talking about the things that no one talks about. So thank you for being here. Times a million. I love you. I'm grateful for you. You mean the world to me. And I'm so excited to take you guys on this journey. So excited. So I have some exciting things coming. I can't say too much, but maybe a little teaser alert. I might have merch coming soon. I know. I'm so excited. But I won't say too much. So that's something that's really exciting. But with all of that being said, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, genuinely, this has been having a podcast and doing this whole thing. Like, I thought it was going to be so easy. And just as everything is in this life, everything is so much more complicated than you think. Like, this part, guys, like, I love this part. Like, sitting here talking to you guys is amazing. That's what I love. Editing, I even enjoy editing. The technical side of having a podcast, the equipment, the process of uploading footage and all the, you know, recording and all these different things, that the amount of programs I use, and oh my gosh, guys, I can't even begin to tell you. And I'm not someone who is really good with that stuff. Matter of fact, I get very overwhelmed by it. And it's been really stressful. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I have had a lot of bumps in the road of getting my studio set up and getting, you know, everything equipped for two people. You know, when I first started the podcast, it was really overwhelming to figure out how to work the system and things by myself for one person. And now having on guests, it's been a whole nother whirlwind. So please give me grace and patience as I figure it out. And it's definitely not perfect, but I've never said I'm perfect. So that's okay. I will not ever be perfect in this podcast. I really want to just continue to connect with you guys. So I have a lot of ideas. I have a lot of things planned. But if there's things that you would love to see me do, whether that's Q&As, whether that's live episodes, you know, whatever it is that would help you guys and make you feel more connected, please let me know. Please email me, shoot me a DM, whatever it is. But yeah, those are all the exciting things for Elephants in the Room. And like I said, I am just so grateful. Like if you were to tell me that I would be here and I would be able to support myself by doing something that I love and that fuels my soul and also helping people, I would be like, no way. And honestly, it doesn't even feel real, to be honest with you guys. I feel like it hasn't even sunk in still, but just know that I'm grateful. And then I just want to do kind of like an emotional update for you guys and let you know where I'm at. It's funny because like I'm walking into a season of such blessing in my life, but I will say like nothing is what you think and nothing is what it seems. And that's been very prevalent in my life the last couple months. I thought like, oh, once I quit my job, like I'm just going to be so happy. And like, if I'm doing my podcast full time, like everything's just going to be so easy and like, it's just going to be seamless. And like, it's been nothing like that at all. I have felt a lot of times in a sense that I failed you guys when I miss deadlines or when I don't like, you know, the episode that I put out or, you know, I have these big goals and dreams. And so I set these high expectations of, oh, I'm going to get this podcast studio set up. I'm going to have this, I'm going to have that. And then, you know, when there's technical difficulties or something doesn't go as planned, it beats me down because I want to give so much to you guys. But I've also started to understand that quality comes over quantity. So I really want to be very intentional about what I do and what I put out into the world. And so I've kind of had to take a step back and be like, okay, you may miss a couple deadlines, you may miss a couple things, but what matters most is that what you're putting out means a lot to you and you stand by it. So it's kind of been a frustrating, interesting situation going from having it be a hobby to a job because there's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of pressure to perform. There's a lot of pressure to do things right. And there's a lot of pressure to succeed. And I don't want it to be about that. And also I am just humbled daily with little situations and things that happen within the podcast space. And there's just so much to learn about, again, like the back end, the technical side, and then obviously this as well. And so I'm just learning and growing every day, I feel like, and it's so fun. But yeah, so I'm figuring it all out, but it's been stressful, and traveling and trying to do this has also been stressful. Now, again, I'm so blessed. I'm so grateful, but I just haven't been able to get into the rhythm of taking care of myself because I've been traveling so much and then trying to do this and trying to do all these things. You know, it's like I wear a lot of hats. And so, I feel like my physical health hasn't been the best and I haven't been sleeping a lot. And, you know, I'm trying to do the things that I can, like eat healthy and, you know, exercise when I can and whatever. But I've been filled with a lot of anxiety and a lot of stress. I have felt very stressed out. And there's other factors that go into this. But that is honestly where I've been at. But yeah, I don't know. I feel a little discombobulated. But I'm figuring it out. Another thing I've very much been struggling with is a lot of self-doubt and a lot of like imposter syndrome. Like now that I am living my dream, and again, to such a small capacity, like I don't want you guys to think when I say, oh, like this is my full-time job, like I'm not making like a ton of money from this. I'm making enough to support myself and to pay my bills. And I'm very blessed and grateful to be in that situation, but it's not like this is some big money maker. But what I will say is, I don't know where I was going with that. I lost my train of thought. I'm just saying I'm so grateful and honored to be in this situation. And it's such a blessing from God. Thank you, Jesus. I give all the glory to him 100%. But it doesn't feel real. And sometimes it doesn't feel like I'm good enough. Like I just have been like, I actually don't know what I'm doing and like what is happening and like, how am I supposed to do this? And like, I don't know. I'm just being hypercritical of myself, I guess. I don't know. It's been weird. It's been weird. And I don't want to get too much into it, but yeah, it's just trying to navigate everything. My boyfriend is going through a lot right now and a lot of exciting things, but a lot of stressful things. And I've been trying to be there for him as much as I can and help as much as I can. And, you know, it's just been, I'm in an interesting season of life. But yeah, I'm good. I'm happy. I'm grateful. I have a ton of joy. But I definitely have been experiencing a lot of anxiety and a lot of fear of the future of this podcast and of life. And I just like, before I moved out here and started really pursuing this podcast, I had a lot of security I'd built in my life and I had a lot of control. I had a job that I'd had for 4 years. I was in a safe place where I knew, you know, I knew I had enough money to pay my bills. I knew where I lived. I knew what was around me. You know, I was close enough to family. Like I wasn't with family, but I was close enough. I just created a lot of security for myself and control. And I am someone who loves to be in control and I struggle with being out of control because I have such bad abandonment issues, not just in relationships, but in life. So anytime, you know, anything goes good, I think something's going to go wrong. I don't think good things are ever going to like follow through and like last. So I like knowing the outcome rather than like being in a situation where anything could happen. So now, you know, I'm in this situation where I'm extremely out of control. I'm self-employed. I don't have security within, you know, the money that I'm making. You know, it's not like I know it's going to keep coming in. And I'm living in LA, which is scary, might I add, away from family and friends in a really expensive place to live. And I'm also living near my boyfriend, which obviously I'm going to marry him and I love him to death. But there's always that fear of like, what if everything goes to crap? What if the podcast fails? What if me and David break up? What if I lose everything? What am I going to do? And being in LA and being in the situation I'm in, I don't have a ton of control. So I'm focusing on what I can, but it is scary. And so that for that reason, it's created a lot of overthinking and a lot of anxiety in my head and constantly just having too much to think about. So it's kind of been a lot, but like I said, I'm very grateful. I'm very blessed. All of that to say, I love you guys. And this has been such a crazy journey, but I'm blessed. I'm honored. I'm happy. I'm confused. I'm anxious. I'm stressed. I'm a mess. I'm not a mess. I'm so many things. And with that all being said, I want to remind you that your joy doesn't come from your circumstances and your peace doesn't either. My circumstances right now are so much better. Matter of fact, my circumstances, being in a healthy relationship and being able to do what I love for a job and being, you know, in a place where I'm being taken care of, and, you know, all these different things, I still struggle just as much as I did before when my life was like, my life circumstances were pretty crappy. And I still am just as anxious, if not more. So just a reminder that self-care and finding your joy and peace from the right source is so important. It's so important. Because your circumstances are going to be wavering constantly. But yeah, that's just kind of an honest life update with where I'm at. I guess like that's it. So to close this episode out, if you would like to support me, you guys know the drill. You can follow me on my personal page, Nicole.Donna. You can also follow my Elephants in the Room on all social media platforms, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all the places. And you can share this podcast with a friend, share it on your story, leave me a rating. That really super helps. And yeah, that's how you can support me. So I freaking love you guys and I'm excited. And sorry, I'm very tired, so I'm a little bit out of it. But I will close this episode out by saying, what elephants are in your room? My name is Nicole and I will talk to you guys next week.